Hey, this is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. You're listening to part two of our September 13th Jimmy Doan Show.
If I say to you tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me, yeah. To a castle I will take you. What's to be, they say, will be.
And the wind needs me to sail away.
There you go.
Okay.
Hey, when was that fresh Led Zeppelin from 1972?
That's a new album, man.
Yeah, that's a new album, man.
Yeah. Sweet. when was our last show?
August 24th.
Okay, so no, we didn't talk about the bathtub cheese or
I got that in light notes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. We haven't talked about any of the Palin, right?
No,
the Palin, and that reminds me. Are we going to ask somebody? Are we going to ask to see if we have a cartoonist in our audience or something?
Yeah, well, we should.
Because
I think we do.
Do we want to tell about our big money making opportunity, or we not want to relay that?
I would just say that if you can draw political cartoons, I would say write us to the Jimmy Dunn Show, and we may have a job op.
Yeah. It'll be an equity of participation.
Right.
Item
speculative equity. Equity.
But it's quick money.
Yep.
And Jimmy's got an idea to make some
easy cash.
It's a little speculative, but if it pays off, it's like the pet rock.
It ain't
right,
easy, you know, being
or the hula
cheesy.
Hoop or something like that.
No, yeah. I mean it can get done real fast
the
too.
Hula hoop. Okay, well it's exciting. So one of the next things I've got has to do with I noticed that Washington State has decided to RoboCop their high-speed freeways.
Oh, this is great. Cameras.
Cameras
everywhere.
I mean, you know what is amazing to me, and I've got this...
Oh, I guess I should turn Jack Mike back on.
No, don't do that.
I guess you can probably edit in my little audio thing that I did.
Yes. I can play it right now.
Okay, good.
Okay, Jimmy has a track.
Well, what happened was I Googled the Highwaymen, because we have the new Highwaymen. Mm-hmm. So I Googled the Highwaymen, and here's what I came up with. This is by the Highwaymen, right?
Right.
Yeah. But this was, I was listening to this, I said, no, this is not what I'm thinking about here.
Right.
So what I did is I...
Like Ned Flanders or something. What's going on there?
Okay. Hold on.
This is what I wanted.
Willie, baby.
A sword and pistol by my side.
Ah.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. And many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
That's the key, still alive. And, of course, he owes the tax man who knows what.
Willie, baby.
But my point is this.
Still kicking.
But the Highwaymen, we have the new Highwaymen. And I've talked a little bit about this previously. The new Highwaymen are, of course, the cameras now that they put out in. Well, let me put it this way. Let me back up a second. One of the easiest ways that sheriffs and police places enhance their revenue is to give you bogus tickets for stuff. I mean, for when you make a little too fast on the red light. You go through a school zone, whatever. I mean, these are big bucks. A lot of these things are $200 and $300 tickets for a lot of this stuff. And for
safety reasons, Jimmy.
If it saves one life.
They call them.
If it saves one life, it's all worth it.
You're talking about school zones. You know who goes through school zones?
No.
Druggies. Teachers.
Druggies.
No, kids.
Kids.
That's right. It's all about the kids. That's right. It's about the children.
Jimmy, this is
so the point is that.
They call these things infractions.
Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. And the point is that what they started doing is setting up sting operations where they will put, for instance, an emergency vehicle, some kind of balloon blow up emergency vehicle on the side of the road. And then they park about 20 motorcycle cops half a mile down the road. And the law says that if there's an emergency vehicle on the side of the road, you have to slow down 20 miles an hour below the posted speed, whatever it is, whatever the law is.
Pull into the other lane.
And pull to the other lane or whatever it is. And so what they do is they set up, and as you cruise by there, they nail your ass. And they write you $100 or $200 tickets. They do these sting operations all the time. And now, of course, at least with those, you actually get to face the cop. And then I call these the new highwaymen. I mean, these guys have a gun and a badge, and there's not much you can do about it. And they so they pass this rather frivolous law. As I said, as I've talked about before, people don't realize when I was growing up, a seatbelt was my forearm for the kids. Now there are five, count them, five mandatory restraints here in Florida. Well, five different levels of mandatory restraints in the car. And if you don't have one of them, if the kid is in the wrong one, or you're in the wrong one, or your balloon thing doesn't blow up, or you try and dis-
here's the level though. When it gets to the point when they pass the law finally, and we're on the verge right now, but when they pass a law that says they can pull you over just because,
right? No probable cause,
no need for suspicion. And I will tell you this: I just saw in the state of Florida, they have just got to the point where if you're in a, quote, high crime area, then that applies.
That applies. Well, then now we do have already, we have checkpoints.
Right, but the checkpoints, there are some restrictions on checkpoints. They have to, like, they have to do written, in advance, a written description of the checkpoint, its method of operation, how many cars they're going to pull over in what period of time, who's going to do it, all kinds of stuff. And they publish in the paper.
And they publish in the paper, and like and everybody, and everybody's going to see it.
Right. But here's the thing, though. What they do is they just start designating different places, high crime area. Everybody inside is a suspect. Like this thing we read on the last show, where they had that area in what state was it, Kansas or someplace?
No, it's Arkansas,
that they just said if you're outside, mm-hmm, there's just an automatic curfew in this 4-block area, and if you're outside, you're going to get frisked, or you can get whatever
this
for no problem.
So anyway, when I'm talking about the new highwaymen here, and the new highwaymen are the sheriffs here, especially they add to their budget, and in fact, it's a budget line item out of the $57 million sheriff's budget here. A couple of million of it before the fact is sitting there, says fines and forfeitures. And they said, well, we're already going to get this. We know we're going to get this, so we put it on a line item on our budget. So, but now what we're seeing is that they don't even want to have the cops face you. They are in several places, and I know Riverside County is one. And Riverside, I think it is, or out there near Loma Linda or someplace, that they have
you just have your robot take the picture.
The robot, and we're talking RoboCop here.
It mails the citation.
They mail the citation. Well, in Washington State, they are now doing the speeding tickets on the interstate. I don't know they get away with it on the interstate, because the interstate, of course, is a federal highway. But that's my understanding, that it's a place where the speed limit is 60 or 70 miles an hour, and they, if you're over that, they snap the picture and they send you the ticket for speeding. What is amazing to me, though, this is like, it reminds me, I look at this about the first Terminator, you know, where you have those things flying over with the little lights and everything like that, and I guess what they do is just shoot you.
Enough of them?
A crew, yeah, that's right. You know, they just blast your car off the road order to save lives.
Well, right. It's like the automated, you know, the automated teller or the, you know, the automated phone service. There's no one to yell at. There's no one to argue with.
No, I mean, they don't even have the cojones to face you anymore. I mean, they send you.
How about this story? Now, here's a story out of Florida. Over in Seminole County recently, you know, they've got the toll booths over there all through Orlando. And you can buy a Sun Pass,
right,
a little electronic device.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, if your battery dies on your Sun Pass, there's no way to know. And what happens
actually, there is.
Yeah, you know when you start getting tickets in the mail.
Well, actually, let me tell you. I'm going to defend them on this one, because this happened to me. And I'll tell you what happened. My battery went weak. And matter of fact,
we were down the astronaut convention,
and the battery went weak, and we actually thought it was working. Uh-huh. We went through three of these things, and what happens, it turns out that when you go through, it does in fact beep that the money's been collected. And we went through, and it didn't beep, but because the gate opened up, Right. We thought that it was taking good. It anyway. The battery was just strong enough to send the signal but not receive it or some BS right. like that. Okay. Anyway, got down there and we said, you know, I'm not taking more chances. So I went to the store. I bought a new battery, came back.
And it was
sure
beeping.
Enough,
it was fine.
And it was beeping. It was fine. Everything was perfect. And in the mail, I got a thing from said, you know, you went through these things. We got pictures of your tag and everything like that. And you went through without paying. And, you know, it's $100 and so forth. But
I don't think so.
But you get 3 freebies.
Right.
And that's, in fact, we had done 3 times.
Right.
And so
I think you get 3 a month, actually.
Yeah, you do.
Okay,
yeah.
But whatever it is, the point is that, and I wrote him a letter, and I said, you know, this is, I mean, I couldn't believe it, because normally what happens is when you go through this thing and you don't pay, this huge sledgehammer comes down and smashes your car
right.
flatter than a dime,
mm-hmm.
and they cart you off.
Right.
But this is what, I mean, I actually got a reasonably nice letter from him, and I was flabbergasted. I didn't think it was a government type letter. I thought, you know, the Burger King people or somebody must have been taking over this thing.
Well, I can tell you that you are more astute than most people, and a lot of people kept going through and they racked up a whole bunch of tickets.
Yeah.
And you would think that once somebody found out that that was the case, that they would do something about it.
Right.
I can tell you that the prosecutors decided to prosecute all these people and try to collect all their tickets
and the fines?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, because it's not like they didn't have the little sun pass.
No, exactly. They had the thing.
But it just wasn't working.
Right. But they didn't know it.
They didn't know it.
And
ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Right. And so...
So now they want to... So here's this guy's gone through 24 times
right.
plus his 3. They want $2,400 plus
exactly.
the dollar or whatever it is,
right.
50 cents or whatever
and
it
they
is.
And they sued all these people, the county prosecutor.
There you go. Big money.
But the judge threw it all out.
Really? Why?
Yep. He said it's ridiculous. He said it was unintentional. You can't trap all these people like this. And it was a travesty of what they were doing.
I see.
I mean, the judge stepped in where the judge should and said, you know, nice try. But I don't
nice
think so.
Try.
Not in my neighborhood.
Exactly.
Oh, speaking of nice try, I love this. Have you seen the new Jib Jab for the We Be Campaigning? Oh, it's, you know, Jib Jab is one of the funniest things you'll ever see. And in there, you say nice try. It reminded me of they have a parody of Bill Clinton about he says to his wife, nice try, but no cigar. And by he gets about and she whoops him. And he's sitting there, nice try, but no cigar.
I saw one too, the same, close, but no cigar.
Yeah. That's what I meant. That was it. That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else? So anyway, what we're finding is, as we head towards the Matrix, which is what they would love to do, of course, is just to have us all in these little cocoons where they feed us just enough to keep us alive and then suck off.
Well, it'd be for your own protection.
For our own protection. Nobody would get hurt. And if they just save one life, it's all worth it. And you can be in a dream state your whole time and it doesn't hardly cost them a thing.
Nice.
And, you know, of course, I look at all this and I think, and I want to ask these guys time again, well, what's the point? I mean, what are you doing here? I mean, what, you know, you're making life like not fun anymore. And really, and I mean, are you having fun doing this? I mean, were you like bullied in high school or something, or in elementary school, and you're getting back at us, or what's the story here? I mean, do you really get pleasure out of these sting operations, out of what I call now the new RoboCop?
Once they
start on the red lights, of course, they've already got that countrywide. Now they're going to do the speeding. I mean, who knows what's next? That they're going to just set up the cameras.
Skynet.
You have hit the nail on the head. Skynet.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right. They are headed for Skynet.
Look, Jimmy,
and they're loving it.
Right.
I mean, I'm thinking, and why? Like,
they're just exercising the power that's there, granted to them. You know?
It's their job.
Yeah.
To take the power.
Right.
The legislative power is awesome power.
I mean, well, it's unlimited now because of something like, as we've talked about, something like Wicker, Dewey Filburn.
Right.
I mean, they basically said you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
And so once
and that's
called tyranny. And I just wondered, you know, you look at something like hey there, we have guests. Edward,
hey. The poltergeists.
That's right.
Have arrived.
So anyway, but you wonder what are they getting out of this? And I mean, in the long haul, when you realize that as you take more and more tax money, that's money that cannot be used for investment in the future to make things.
Right.
So they're cutting off their own nose to spite their face. They don't realize
it. The cyst is eating itself.
Right. And it's, and of course we're seeing that.
The cyst. The growing cyst.
The cancer. Okay. Well, so we do have an election coming up, though.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people in this election is hot.
to say the least.
Well, I mean, you know, she's
Jack. What was yours? Just Milfosaurus.
But I mean, you know, you've seen where the obviously
we're talking about, of course, Governor Palin.
That's right. But I mean, what's so funny about this is the hoorah, the liberal,
the hoorah over the
hoorah, the lefties are just bamboozled by this whole thing. Yeah. I mean, they're spitting,
right?
Because they don't know how to handle something like this. I mean, the overflow, the crowd approval, and so forth. They're going, but where's the beef? And they can't understand why suddenly, you know, McCain has decided he's not going to go out by himself. He's going to drag her along, mm-hmm. you know, for the crowds.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, give me a break. You know, McCain goes and 200 people show up at the stadium. She tags along and doesn't even have to say anything.
Right.
And 20,000 show up.
Right.
You know, I mean, so, duh.
Right.
And of course, the other crowd is just, they're going nuts. I mean, they're trying to figure out, well, what do we do about this? I mean, anyway, and they've tried to pull out every attack that they've done is back. Fired.
It's just so funny.
I mean, because they're in such a tizzy, they've never seen anything like this before.
No.
They don't know how to handle it. It's not in anybody's playbook.
Right.
It is just totally off the wall.
And it's like they're normally they're cohesive in like what they say. It's all one thing. I've had like four or five different letters from people that are complete opposites on everything. Like they can't even get a defense together that's cohesive against.
Well, of course, you know why it's all failing, because she's hot.
That's right.
She is so. No, I mean, let me put it this way. I don't. She is so hot that, what is it I said? That
God sent a hurricane to cool off America.
No, well, that's why she has to live in Alaska.
Right.
But, I mean, because she's so hot. No, she is so hot
that when somebody
tells her to go to hell, the devil gets on his knees and prays to Jesus if she doesn't show up.
Ow!
he says, that's too hot for me.
I like
She's too hot for me.
Yeah,
don't send her.
There's a bunch of lists going on. I mean, some of them were, I love it. Sarah Palin knows how old the Chinese gymnasts are.
Yeah. Well, you know, they took a lot of this stuff from the Jack Bauer and Chuck Norris. Right.
Chuck Norris, absolutely. I had a great Chuck Norris aviator one, too. That was
Well, of course, I had to explain. Some of this stuff has to be explained. Sarah Palin lands on runway 37. I mean, if you're not a pilot, you have no clue what the hell's going on.
Well,
no idea.
So fill us in. So
three six
is the top. You can do. You have to understand
360 degrees.
And so, but she goes to 370 degrees. Right. She didn't have dimension.
It's got 11.
That's right. So anyway, no, it's great fun. But she, you know, death once had a near Sarah Palin experience.
That was one of my favorite. Sarah Palin is what Wheatus was talking about.
Yeah. Sarah Palin's finishing move in the vice presidential debate will be pulling Biden's still beating heart from his chest and taking a bite. this is just, it just goes on and on. I mean, and it's viral. I mean, it is just everywhere. You can't, and I was watching Bill Moyers and some of these other guys that are, you know, on NPR that are they're the commie lefties and they're just, they are incoherent because
the commie
lefties. They have never understood. Yeah. I mean, they're lefty commies.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
And,
Keith Olbermann.
Yeah. Right. Well, you saw where those guys were booted.
Ooh.
Olbermann and Chris Matthews
Ooh.
Were booted from their because they said, well, you guys are too lefty for us. You know, you're not
from what?
From their
job.
They were, they're now going to be commentators. They were the host of, he was on CNBC or one of those.
Yeah, I remember his show.
Well, but anyway, and Keith Olbermann has one where they were the call-in host, like the Jimmy Don show.
Right.
Only they're not as famous as Jimmy Don.
Of course
And
not.
So, anyway, they were booted from their.
We started in 98.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, did you see my
illegals?
Did you see my new entry carpet out front there?
No, I didn't. What magic carpet?
It?
What do you got?
Yeah, I got it. It's sitting out there. Did you see it? Oh, come on. You walked in the door and didn't see it?
No, what does it say? Go away?
No, it says, come back with a warrant.
No,
it's my, what do you call it? My welcome mat that sits outside the front door.
I was looking for signs online, though, and hang up around the property there, the old protected by Smith & Wesson, all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, about Sarah, though, everybody talks
speaking
about...
Speaking of the NRA.
Hey, you know, Shock and Awe, the name of her legs.
Oh! Whoa!
Ow!
I mean, it is just phenomenal. But what they're saying is this will all dive down, and when they have the vice presidential debates or whatever, the debates and so forth, there's about a month and a half until the election, right?
That's the thing, is that there's not enough time.
Well, you say that, but let me tell you, I think that people are going to be surprised. It'll be interesting to see. Jimmy's not going to make a prediction on this one, but this is so big.
That's because Jimmy
will make a prediction.
Do we want to talk about Jimmy's prediction?
Okay, we can talk about Jimmy's Hugo prediction.
No,
dead on the...
I was talking about your Hillary prediction.
It ain't over till it's over.
I'm sticking to it.
Let me tell you something. Let me put it this way. Here's the deal. You got this old crotchety old guy who chooses this hot chick as his VP. Okay, girl, right? Mm-hmm. Now Obama is sitting there, and he's a young guy, and he says, "Wait a minute." Now I got to do just the opposite. So I got to get some old wrinkly chick as my vice president,
a non-MILF.
And so he's going to kick Biden out,
right,
and put Hillary on.
Yeah,
no. Not going to happen.
No.
Okay, now let me tell you. I will tell you this.
See, Hillary's got to become president for you to actually win.
If she becomes vice president, she will become president.
Right.
Now,
right.
But let me tell you this much. I will tell you this much. The one nice thing is that the Islamic jihadists. They have a new camp that they've set up.
Yeah.
And that's to protect. They're setting up this whole thing to augment and protect McCain should he be elected.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't want Sarah in there. So they're going to make sure that McCain goes the whole term. Because if Sarah gets in there, they know they're dead. They're setting up a whole brand new camp. It's called Protect John McCain from Us. And if any other jihadists decide to eliminate John McCain, they're going to get the jihadists. Exactly.
Well, here's an interesting thought. I was thinking, Hillary and Bill are sitting back there, right? And here's Obama's
smoking a cigar.
If Obama does not win, then Hillary gets to campaign next time around.
Oh yeah, right. She doesn't want him to win at this point, does she?
Right.
So you'd think that she and Bill will just hang back.
Well, they say that they're going to be out there, you know.
Yeah, we'll be out there, man.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're out here. We're out here.
Count on us.
That's right.
No, man.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what he said about his wife.
Miss Lewinsky.
I had sex with her once. He had more sex with Lewinsky than he did with his bride.
Hillary will not have sex with me anymore.
It's hard to believe.
I just smoke cigars.
All right. So yeah. So it's going to be fun and games then.
It's going to be. So the question is the bloom off the rose? You know, will the Sarah frenzy continue through November 3rd or 4th?
I think she'll make it.
Yeah.
Sarah. Yeah.
It'll just be interesting to see.
It's a bunch of MTV people, the generation that are voters and so forth, and they have attention span, you know, of a mayfly, for God's sake. It could be that this thing could be all over, like the hurricane, you know, it'd go down to nothing.
Yeah.
The whole point is, it doesn't matter if it goes down to nothing, as long as she doesn't blow it somehow.
So to speak.
hey, we like it.
And of course, what I like is, people didn't Photoshop her head onto some hot chick body about a nanosecond after she was elected or put up there, you know.
I even Photoshopped a boob job on her.
You would.
I did.
Of course you did. and 6,000 other people.
She's
still
hot, though.
That's it.
All right. So what else we got at a Hugo update?
No, yeah. What was the story? Uh-oh. What was it? Where is
Hugo?
Wait a minute now. I put it somewhere.
Kicked out our ambassador.
Hugo.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Oh, he's getting mad, man. I don't like the United States no more.
Wait a minute. Let me just see here.
They kicked out our ambassador. Do we not have the music? What do I have to? What do I have to sing it? You want me to sing it?
No. I was making sure.
That okay, here it is. September 11th. It's
interesting. There we go. Thank you very much.
Hugo. Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. Lo siento, pero español es no es tan bueno.
Hugo, the Hugo update of September 13th. He's a little closer to World War III. He was starting to really piss me off, man.
Okay, let me read this article. This is from a couple days ago. Venezuela, Chavez says U.S. ambassador must leave. So kicked him out. And President Hugo Chavez said the U.S. ambassador has 72 hours, so he's out of there about right as we speak, to leave Venezuela and is recalling his ambassador from Washington. I think we'd already kicked him out anyway. But I love this U.S. ambassador, Patrick Duddy. I mean, what's the name, Duddy?
Yeah, what's Duddy?
Well, I mean, wait a second. Now,
to leave part, it's to show solidarity with Bolivian President Evo Morales, who expelled Washington's envoy in La Paz. Wait a minute, just let me finish here. The article says, that's enough blank from you Yankees. Now, I'm guessing he said shit. That's enough shit from you Yankees, he said.
The socialist, I thought that's enough from you blank Yankees.
Whatever.
No.
The socialist leader said Venezuela's ambassador to Washington, Bernardo Alvarez, would return to the U.S. when there's a new government in the United States. And that's another vote for the big O, of course. But I love this part. Chavez accused the group. Apparently what happened was he detained a group of alleged conspirators in a plot to overthrow him. Chavez accused the group of current and former military officers of trying to assassinate him with backing from the United States, but he didn't offer any evidence. And, of course, my comment is, ain't going to be long now before he dead man. But I love this.
That wasn't the first try.
Well, I mean, there's going to be more. So, anyway, Chavez warned last month that Duddy would soon be packing his bags after the diplomat lamented that the U.S. and Venezuelan officials had not been cooperating in the war on drugs.
No.
Hard to believe. No. Duddy said, well, I love this. Duddy said that deteriorating diplomatic relations between Caracas
Doobie?
And...
Listen, Duddy...
Do you mind? Can I just finish this last sentence here and you can just
last
have this...
Last sentence, one more sentence.
Duddy has said that deteriorating diplomatic relations between Caracas and Washington were giving drug smugglers the upper hand. And my comment is, woohoo! All right! Bring them on, drug smugglers! And of course, you know, now, of course, they've all migrated into the national forest here in the States.
Oh, yeah, we saw that article. Well, I was just going to say, Duddy, whatever, has got some cojones, because there's not too many people signing up for that job of going down to Caracas.
No, it'd be like being, as far as I'm concerned, it'd be like being in Iran in 79 or whatever, 78.
Exactly.
That's all I need, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think so. Not for me.
Now, they don't want any witnesses down there.
No, that's probably right.
I mean, I'm thinking if there's not an assassination on him, there's going to be a clearing of house by him. And that's the only way that it works. Either he's got to take out the top guys, you know, that's the way the real dictators, and that's how they get away with it. I mean, once they get in, it's take out the guys who challenge you.
No, you're supposed to, as a matter of fact. Right. That's right out of Machiavelli. Yeah, sure. I mean, if anybody's read The Prince, that's what you're supposed to do. However, and that may all very well be very well, The Prince, of course, one of the things that people don't understand is, when he wrote that in the 1500s, it wasn't until the late 1700s that, as I've mentioned previously,
got published.
You know, it was published right on. And in fact, he did well by it. I mean, he wrote it especially for his Prince Guy, whatever who it was.
Cosimo de' Medici.
Yeah, right, exactly. The point was, up until for another 200 years after that, the way you got rich was to steal your neighbor's shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there wasn't any increase in wealth until. After 1776, after Adam Smith's book killed the mercantile system, and it wasn't actually until around
that we have now today,
which we're now back to it.
Right.
But it took almost 70 years to really eliminate the mercantile system. It wasn't until around 1840 that the Great Britain repealed the Corn Laws. And for the next 70 or 80 or 90 years, of course, this phenomenal, you know, hundredfold increase in the material wealth. In the real material wealth of the world. But I mean, up until when The Prince was written, one of the reasons you eliminated all your competition was because the only way you're going to get rich was to stomp on your neighbor and grab his stuff. And then you kill off the intelligentsia, the highfalutins, the nobles or whatever it is over there. And then you're the ruler, whatever it is. And then you're rich. and you get all the ladies you want, which is, after all, what all a guy wants anyway. So that's what it's all about, is how many of them can you...
So what are the former London mayor has agreed to help Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez improve urban planning.
Yeah. So anyway, but I mean, they're worried about the drug smugglers getting an upper hand, which, of course, I'm all for that. But I did notice that the numbers of the apparently growing marijuana and other kinds of things are now taking place in our national forests.
Now, we've talked about this before. Remember?
It's a new deal. It turns out that, like, last week or the week before, they've gone into some new forests. And people don't realize that one-third of the continental United States is government-owned parkland sort of spot, off-limits to the rest of us. One-third. I mean, we're talking about millions and millions of acres. We're talking about places...
Off-limits to us who pay for it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
We're paying for it.
We're just the public.
What's your point?
Well, but
public land's not allowed. Allowed.
What if I want to grow pot on it?
You can. It's illegal, but you can do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's the problem. So they're going out there, and they've been finding literally tons. I mean, and you wonder how much of it that they didn't find. I mean, you know, nobody's going to go out there. If you have a 100% chance of being nailed, you're not going to go out and do it. So it reminds me of my little garden out here where I plant some plants for the bugs and then some plants for me.
Jimmy's garden.
And so, I mean, you got to figure that some of the people are out there scouting around, pulling up marijuana plants, and then there's all the ones that they don't find. I mean, if I was growing the stuff, not to give any secrets away, but I'd put one out there that was sort of, this is the bug you were meant to find kind of thing, you know. It's hidden enough just so that you think you sort of had to. It's like when Princess Leia, when they got away from the Death Star or whatever it is, and he says, we got away. She says, it was too easy. I mean, this is after they almost
let
us escape, you know.
They let us
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, and they did, of course. You know, they tried to device the whole deal. So anyway, and that's important to note. See, do you see the segue here? You see the parallels?
I see it.
Do you see the parallels
it,
from the past?
Hallelujah!
We're talking about from the 1500s to the 20th, in a long, long time, far away place. I mean, I just can't imagine how I align this stuff
so
well.
Can I get an amen?
It goes together like this huge monster jigsaw puzzle. I don't know how good I am.
How much money do you want me to send you?
I am just stunned at how good I am.
Amazing! Let me get it all to you. I feel better.
I feel better.
Jimmy just solved string theory.
That's it. He speaks it. He speaks in four dimensions simultaneously.
I can see. I can walk.
It's a good thing this is a multi-track program. So anyway, okay, we did Hugo. We did the
recording
RoboCop.
Two shows at once right now.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, the next thing. Can
the
we go?
Jack Roach
Show. We're going to move on quickly to light note. A light note or two.
A light note. We got lots of light.
Well, I
got
to I want to talk about
two
things. I'm going to light it up with two things. One, did you see? I love this. Did you see where the town Livonia, Georgia, paid $1 million for a strip club?
Oh, I saw this.
Close it down.
They bought it and closed it down.
And I'm thinking, man,
it open in the first place.
But I mean, they had to. What happened was, this guy, he's actually a local guy from here, from Gainesville, that did it.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was Asher Sullivan.
Cascade.
Really?
Cafe.
It was Asher?
It was Asher, yeah. Skeeter's Big Biscuits. That's who it was.
He was
the guy.
One of his risques up in on
he's got about four of them, and this was one of them in Livonia, Georgia. Livonia, whatever it is.
Livonia,
Georgia. Right. Anyway, he apparently went in there and said, yeah, we're going to open up, you know, a Bible book study or whatever it was. And they gave him the approval. The next thing you know, he has this, like a cafe risque, which if you're on I-75 or 85 or whatever it is, he's got a one or two of them. We got one down here about 10 or 15 miles south of here. Mm-hmm. And it's been here
for 10 years. And there's one on Waldo.
No, that one's closed up.
Oh, they didn't?
Yeah, that one's a big deal. That was closed up. That was Bobby's Hideaway, I think. And that wasn't actually...
No. I mean, there's an actual Cafe Risque on 441 on the way to the BR, whatever, Waller Road, 301.
Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that. Okay, well, anyway, I'm talking...
I didn't know it either.
This one in Livonia, what happened was they got all... They apparently issued the license, and the next thing you know, he starts this strip club, and this is you know, Bible thumpers up there and whatever it is, and so they were all upset about it, but there wasn't anything he could do about it because he had gone in under the code, whatever it was. So what they did is they raised $1 million from this town, which is like, which is like $500,000 from the two inhabitants. And they bought the damn thing, and then, you know, they closed, and they're so happy about it. And I'm thinking, man, this is a license to steal. As far as I'm concerned, what we should do with Jimmy Doan Show is to go on up there, maybe two cities north of there, and go in there and claim we're going to set up a Bible study, whatever it is, naked Bible.
Right.
And, and then, and get, and just all we do is we rent the building, and then we put a big sign out that says, you know, hiring strippers,
right,
and just sit around and wait for them to buy me out for $1 million bucks. I mean, you know, it's a license to steal. It's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a business opportunity.
Genius.
We're going to call the Uncovered Convent.
That's it. And oh, and we're going to have, yeah, nuns with tits.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, that's, yeah, no, we do that. So anyway, but dovetailing on that, of course, is that, what's his name? Dennis Hoff.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Mr. Moonlight Bunny Ranch. You saw the Million Dollar Virgin? Is that?
Well, no,
oh,
no,
he's auctioning off a virgin.
Yeah, well, she's 22-year-old, like, UCLA college student or something.
Well, her sister works there.
Right.
And so her sister said, come on, Hugh, could come over here and sell your... It reminds me of the first Brooke Shields movie.
Blue Lagoon.
No, Pretty Baby.
Oh, Pretty Baby, yeah.
Where they auctioned off... But she was like 11. But this girl's 22 and a virgin from California. You believe that? Okay.
What kind of virgin we talking about?
That's right. Okay. She worked on Virgin Airlines. Okay. No. Anyway, the deal is she worked for Richard Branson.
What part of her actually is a virgin?
Well, look, I'm assuming that this is true. Okay. So anyway, she's decided to go out there to the Bunny Ranch, and eBay turned it down. And so they're having a online, I think you can go to the Bunny Ranch website and bid
on
being the first one to pop this girl. And, but
Jimmy,
I'm thinking,
so eloquent.
No, but I'd be auctioned off number four.
Right.
I'd pay more for four.
Cause she's got a little experience.
Cause she's got a little experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be in there numero uno when she doesn't know what when she's screaming her head off saying,
sloppy
oh
form,
my
bro.
God. No, I'd wait a day. For God's sakes. Come on, I'm not that greedy. No, I'd be tempted. She's waited 22 years. I can wait one more day.
Uh-huh.
So
you're so considerate.
That's my middle name. Jimmy Considerate Done.
Here it is, Bunny
Considerate
Ranch.
Done.
BunnyRanch.com.
Yeah. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see
she
what
she is a virgin. Like,
in fact, we had a listener, Chris, send us an email and says he thinks Jimmy Done should promote the new Jimmy Jane line of Babeland sex toys.
Huh? Jimmy Jane.
Apparently there's a line out
Jimmy
there.
Jimmy Done.
Oh, that's right. Oh, they already got it. Oh, okay. Well, there's no way to put a spot on our website, and everybody that goes there, we get a nickel or a dime or something,
I guess.
Well, Jimmy's already designed the new toy, didn't you? The Jimmy Bone.
I'm not even going to touch that. I have no.
No, hey, Jimmy, you're not supposed to touch it.
That's true.
So they're gonna. I mean, I'll put the link up on the website.
Oh yeah, baby,
place,
a link.
The website's pretty good, and there's like 500 girls there. There was a lot of interesting things I learned about the FAQ page in that particular Bunny Ranch website.
The fuck you page. What was the FAQ?
Whoa. FAQ page.
Oh,
beep. No.
Holy beep.
But they had a. You know, I didn't realize.
He said it. I did.
They have a helicopter landing pad in the front lawn for you.
Okay,
so that's kind of nice.
For a quick in and out.
Right,
sweet, nice.
And they are. I was thinking about for Lardo, they are wheelchair accessible.
Natalie Dillon is this a virgin?
And they have like 500 girls that are all independent contractors.
Yeah.
So you can kind of, I guess, you make your own deals with them or whatever. And he says he's sells whatever his booze at non inflated prices.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, if I were him, I'd be giving it away.
Booze is always sold reasonably.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, not at like Scores or somewhere in New York, but which is actually that place is getting ready.
Well, in Las Vegas, it's funny because in Las Vegas, it's free.
Right.
So this girl did take a polygraph, by the way. She proved she was a virgin.
Oh, yeah?
And she's willing to undergo the medical exam, which, of course, Jimmy is willing to
administer.
I'll tell you this much. I'll guarantee you she was a virgin when she walked in here.
Exactly.
No question about it.
She was.
Say my personal, I've signed this piece of paper. When she walked in here, she was a virgin.
Right before the exam.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. I don't leave that. I put a time limit on it.
So but...
When I examined her, she was a virgin.
Well, of course. So the first guy gets her virginity, and there are they going to auction off number?
Well, I was going to say number two and three and four would be worth more money to me personally. Sorry. I would think.
Well, we should just do it and just get. We should just auction her off here on the Jimmy Done Show and just take a piece of the action.
I was talking about,
so to speak.
Well, exactly. I mean, in fact, if you're a Jimmy Done listener, you want to bid on that, just go ahead and send us an email with your bid in there, and we'll. We'll pass it along.
Or actually, what you can do is make a donation to the Jimmy Done
Show,
and we'll bid for you.
Right, exactly. We will proxy bid for you.
Yeah, we'll proxy. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. If we get $1 million in donations, mm-hmm. we will definitely bid on this girl.
Nice.
We'll bid up to $100, $200 right off the top. We're no limit.
Right.
No, actually, if we got $1 million, I tell you, I'd probably bid, I don't know, $800,000.
You're so generous.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's true capitalist, man. She's saying herself. She's just, she's
no, got, and that's the thing, of course. That's the, as he, I forget what the.
She's
the,
got a widget. That
man,
she can
more
sell,
power
baby.
To her, man. Well, she's got a widget.
She even says here that she won't give up to the highest bidder. She's looking for intelligence and overall nice person.
What? Well, that's not an option.
And the highest bidder.
You're lying.
Okay, now here's
that's
the deal.
That's what it says, but I think you're right. I think it's an offer that she can't just rescind like
no,
that.
You know, no,
well, make, somebody did that, but I mean, and of course, you got to ask yourself, what intelligent, nice-looking, good person is going to pay $1 million.
A loser.
I mean, it's got to be. It's got to be the
one that
the,
wants commitment.
It's got to be. Like, got to be something.
$1 million.
It's got to be somebody
cash.
Like 72 years old, pimply faced, and 200 pounds overweight. You
right.
know,
Sheikh Ahmed.
Yeah, exactly.
Ahmed.
Now that's right. Now that actually, he needs to make sure that's available in Dubai.
Right. Exactly.
I think it's and of course Dennis.
Well, no, he can fly his private jet in there and take the helicopter over.
Well, he's stocking up because what when you die, what do you get? Seven virgins. So this is just the first one. He's going to go
72.
72.
Okay,
oh.
I think it's and of course
he's
Dennis
buying, is the first.
He's
going
to buy the first one. You know, uh-huh.
get it here locally and
yeah,
before
yeah.
he has to go to heaven.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, who knows what you're going to get in heaven anyway.
Well, he might want to practice.
He might find out when you get to heaven and the 72 virgins, you find out why they're virgins.
Right.
Ooh. Oh.
And yeah, that's something that you
I'd sure yeah. stock up.
That's it.
I'd sure stock up here before.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
why
I
not
would
take some
up.
With you?
That's it. I love Dennis Hoffe. He says, I think it's a tremendous idea. Why lose it to some guy in a backseat of a Toyota when you can pay for your education? All right, well, that's we've managed to pound that to death. Anything else you got on
lightness? Pound that one to death, baby.
Yeah, pound it.
The 21-year-old virgin.
Not for long.
Not for long.
Well, of course, 9/11 anniversary.
Oh, God. I mean, I'm just sitting there sick of this. And, of course, one of the things that it is interesting to see the partisanship that comes out on we've been protected. And
you
then
saw
the
McCain and Obama walk together and all
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, that was a little sickening. I mean, here they're tearing
threw
each
up
other.
A little in my
they're
mouth,
tearing maybe. Each other new ones, you know, and then they, you know, buddy, let's go out for a round of golf. And by the way, we're going to go to the 9/11 thing.
Did you see
and, you know, have you seen the money that they spent on so far and got nothing? Which
what
is
do you
typical
mean?
on the memorial. They can't get this is the
blue,
crowd
blue,
that can't the crowd that can't shoot straight.
It looks chumpy. I mean,
it's political. It's all political.
Well, it was 86 benches or
180
something.
180
right?
benches, one
right.
for each victim.
Right.
And then there's a reflecting pool under
oh,
each
this
bench.
Is the Pentagon.
But I'm telling you, you look at the picture, and literally the reflecting pool is completely under the bench. Like, it looks like sort of like a drain underneath the bench. And the
it's
bench,
a bird bath.
Yeah, I mean, and the bench isn't like a regular park bench, you know.
It looks like somebody laying down dead.
Yeah, it does. It looks
so
like
anyway,
a, like
so
a
but I mean, is there like running water in this pond or
it
whatever?
It doesn't look like it. It looks like there's going to be mosquito pools.
Stagnant water.
Mosquito pools.
Mosquito pools. Well, of course, in New York, but I mean, you don't suppose the bums are going to go in there and take a leak or anything.
That's the Pentagon.
No,
one.
They wouldn't do that.
That's not New York. That's the Pentagon.
Oh, the Pentagon. Okay.
Yeah. So it's
oh, that's
swamp
right. 82.
City.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, of course, that's what they always called Washington the swamp anyway.
But Jimmy was saying that the one in New York. You know, proper is failing, and Bloomberg was bitching and complaining.
And I saw, by the speaking of Bloomberg, I see
like
where he's a little upset about term limits. He wants them to change the Constitution in New York so they can run again.
They haven't built the dang thing back yet.
No,
you know?
Because it's a government operation. That's why. I don't know if you know this, but the Twin Towers were owned by the Port Authority.
Mm.
Which is kind of an independent thing. It's kind of like our library thing here. They're independent.
It's kind of like a union.
But it's still a government operation.
Were they built by somebody else?
Well, it was built by
yes.
private contractors, Port Authority
managed.
Owned it and leased it.
Managed it.
Private people may have managed it. I don't know. The Port Authority owned it.
No, the Port Authority, I think, managed it.
Oh, you're kidding.
I think they were, they operated.
No, I'm pretty sure they owned it.
I thought they managed it, too. They had,
12
stories or something of it.
Whatever. Anyway, something. Who knows? Anyway, the insurance companies are a little upset about it, I'll tell you that. So anyway, one of the things that got me about this, so you saw the moaning and crying and everything like that about this sort of thing, and you wonder, one of the reasons that I would be very hesitant personally to ever set up a memorial time, a day to remember kind of thing like this, is that what happens when it just gets old? I mean, you just start to think, you know, how do you stop it?
Here's the thing. I mean, who wants to, like, have all these dates where we mourn? You know, I mean, you pick one. Your Memorial Day. There you go. You got one. Okay. Now, you lump everything in there because Veterans otherwise... Day. You know, it's like we've got this wall here in this town where everybody paints on this wall, and ever since like these five people were murdered in town,
I saw it the other day.
Somebody has gone there and painted
9-10 years.
It's been 20 years.
No, it is.
No, it's 90.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been almost 20 years, and they have painted this memorial epitaph on the
wall. What this is, let's go back a second. This is a large section of wall in this college town that is dedicated. The city has said, oh, it's okay to graffiti on all of this wall. This wall belongs to the
students.
It's
like a perfect graffiti wall.
It's a perfect graffiti wall.
We're not going to arrest you. In fact, they've put garbage cans and all that.
And it's about a mile long.
Well, whatever it is.
It's about a half a mile, but they have this one section of it.
The main section in the middle.
Well, it's only maybe 30 feet wide.
Okay,
by
whatever.
It's 20 feet tall.
It's one of the main sections, and they've overtaken it. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And if you desecrate that particular section,
there's an
then everybody gets totally upset. Well, you know, they planted 4 palm trees or whatever it is out in front of them.
5 palm trees.
There were 5 people killed?
Yeah.
Okay. So we remember.
Only
and there's
4 of them were chicks, though, so that's why.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, baby, I got some
Manuel
comments. Am I pissing anybody off with some of these comments?
I don't know. Well, his is the tall palm.
I went to school
with one of the girls. His was the sleeping palm.
She was in my student government class.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
You knew her?
In high school, yeah.
Crystal Hoyt? Which one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Crystal Hoyt.
So anyway, the point is this. Here's the point. There's probably 20 or 30 sections on this wall, and this one section has been reserved. And if you paint, and of course what happens is on all the other sections, they get painted over like, you put up
every happy birthday
to what you call it, and literally 24 hours later, somebody come in and completely redone the whole thing.
Now, this one
you cannot touch.
Well, it hasn't been official.
No, it hasn't been. But because somebody painted over it one time.
New freshmen come.
They don't know the history.
Right.
And so they go up there and they slap Happy Birthday Sam on it or whatever it is.
Oh, and we've talked about this before, and I just remembered we got to go paint over it with the Jimmy Doe Show. That is what we're doing.
Now, you know.
We're on the paper.
You know that
Jimmy Doan Show, man. We're doing.
You know that would be the thing. We should get the.
We knew all about. Did you know you were desecrated? Yes, we did.
No, the thing to do.
Aware of the history here. Yes, it's even better.
And we painted it with glowing paint.
No. No.
You can't.
Would you all stop?
Okay.
I'm telling you what to put on this thing.
Jimmy Doan Show.
Go ahead.
Our logo.
Right.
What I need to do is to get about a 10x10 or 20x20
silk screen
of that in glow red, you know, with the atom bomb and just plastered on. What you do is run by there. It takes about maybe 90 seconds.
Right.
And you just plaster that circular logo sticker that we've got.
Every day for the next.
No, you just have to do it once and then we'd be dead. No, you have to do it once and then, you know, hightail it up to Arkansas or something for a week or two and watch and see what happens and read the newspaper here.
Well, as a backdrop, I want to splash a big thing of white all over it and then we'll put the Jimmy Doan.
Well, either way. The Jimmy Doan sticker, in case anybody, it's on our website. In case you see it, it would do a nice job of covering up anything that was there anyway.
All right, so we're going to do it. We're painting the wall. We've talked about this before. You got to go back 5-6 years, I think, but we have talked about painting the wall. It might have even been back at the old Hot Talk 1430.
It might have been the Hot Talk 1430.
Because I know we have talked about this before.
It might have been on one of those. I taped all those for you. I mean,
I've heard them. They're great.
Yeah, I was listening to one of those today. You know, I can't imagine how prescient. I literally was listening to one today, and I could play that one that I was listening to today. It's right in there on the, what you call it. I probably ought to put it up there.
Right on the money, weren't you, Jimmy?
I could take that, and I'll tell you who was there. Was Jack, you were there, and Eric, you were there in the studio that day.
Oh, that was a rare one.
It was a rare one?
Because for a lot of times, it was just one of us. And Jack flying by the seat of our pants.
That's right.
We had Eric. He was holding us down.
Yeah. Right. But seriously, it was the two of you and moi, and this was in, what, 98 or something like that?
Yeah, 98.
And honest to God, I should get that out and show it to you.
Well,
literally, it is as if we were doing the show today. 10 years, almost nothing's changed. It was about an election.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was, I mean, think
oh,
about
it. Oh, that was a good one, too.
Oh, man.
Oh, Clinton, thank you so much.
Don't you love it? All right, I had some more stuff here, but it's not light notes. I'm pretty much done. Anybody got anything else?
Is there a cracking down on the, we never talked about the bathtub cheese.
The bathtub cheese was the thing where people don't realize this. Where was the bathtub cheese thing?
Well, I was just trying to see it here.
Let me see if I've got it. I know.
People don't realize it, and neither do we.
It was illegal. It's illegal. It turns out that some Mexican immigrants or whatever in California, apparently what they're doing is they're making cheese. And they're selling it kind of on the sly. They're arresting the crap out of it because they don't have a license to sell it or whatever it is.
It's like moonshine, the bathtub.
Yeah, yeah, it's right. Only they and
cheese.
Yeah. Well, you can't imagine how easy it is to make certainly a soft cheese you can make in a day.
Say, man, you want some cheddar cheese, man?
Yeah,
I got some cheddar cheese.
But a lot of people don't realize that to sell raw milk in this country, in most any place in this country, to sell raw milk for human consumption is illegal.
Oh, yeah. You can't sell raw milk. We have that issue around here. You know, we have all those markets, you know, open markets and all. People want to sell fresh goat milk or fresh organic cow milk. You can't do that.
No, you can't. What you can do is if you put it in a container that says for my pet, you're allowed to do that.
That's right.
What people do. They bring a container that says, you know, I'm giving this to the dog. And then you can do it. What a scam. You know, I mean, here's the deal. Pasteurization, when you think about it, when was it invented? I don't know, in the 20s
Louis
or when was
it was last century. It was 18 something.
2 centuries ago.
Yes.
Okay, in the 18 something, pasteurization, because back in those days, of course, people lived to be, you know, the ripe old age of 36. They died from everything in the world. And the milk might have been out because they didn't have refrigeration. Literally, the milk could go bad, and by the time you were drinking it, might be 2 or 3 or 4 days later, and you got whatever the bacteria was or something. But I mean, this day and of course, you know, the same farmhand that cleaned up the manure was the guy that milked the cow.
Right.
I mean, give me a break. I mean, there's nothing like it is today. I can guarantee you that raw milk in this country is absolutely as safe as pasteurized milk. And yet, they won't let you, and these guys won't let you have it. I mean, can you imagine? You would be arrested and thrown in jail if you went to the farmer's market and had bottled raw milk that you had gotten from the cow 1 hour ago, and they would come by and throw you in jail.
I mean,
it is just stunning to think that. I mean, in this day and age, it's just unbelievable to me.
It's for your own protection.
Yeah, I know. And if it saves one life, of course,
right,
that's, right.
And the children. Think of the children.
Think of the children.
It's all
of
the children.
Of course, what I would do is have, like, instead of a lemonade stand, you'd put your little kid out there, 5, 6 years old, you know, raw milk, 5 cents, whatever. of course, they'd be taken into foster homes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And you'd be, you know, denied entry. You know, what'd you do? You're endangering the lives of your children.
Man, what a good show we had today. It was good to be here.
It was great.
It had been a long time, man.
Well, it's been
ahead of the curve here.
I have to say, I'm going to get this tape out. I'm going to find it or whatever it is.
Yeah, we'll put a link to it.
Yeah, you have to link it to that.
Remember the old man, and we still have that same old music. Got my mojo working. 10 years later.
I'm a mojo worker.
Got my mojo working.
You know.
I am a mojo worker, though.
Okay, so, and Sarah, call me.
Sarah, 1-866-95.
Call me, Sarah. I'm waiting.
Jimmy Doan Show.
Cool.
Yeah.
Keep those emails coming in. Write us to me at jimmydoan.com.
Yeah, we got it. We got some nice stuff last time. What do we?
You remember Stonewall Unzipped?
Oh God,
yeah, that was a great show.
Remember those guys? Where the heck are they now? Grant Stone. I'm Grant Stone. Hey Grant, man, drop us an email.
Yep. We had some of those shows on tape. That was pretty funny.
David wrote in and wanted to know what we thought. I think we've covered Sarah Palin, so he wanted to know what we thought.
Oh, yeah, we had several emails we didn't get to. We'll get to that next show. But
yeah, okay. Thank you, Jack. We'll put on Jack's show.
Yeah, that's right. The Jack Roach. Coming up next, the Jack Roach Show. We're going to be talking about Sarah Palin and her new bikini line from Victoria's Secret. That's right. All thongs. MILF. Rama.
Okay, way to go, Jack. This is good. Hey, don't tell Jack what our next show is, okay?
Don't worry. You know, it wasn't me.
Okay, that's right. That's
who tipped him off?
Exactly.
Milfa, like Milfa.
Like stock in the house or
hey,
something.
Hey, we got some hits here from Bangladesh.
Oh.
And Croatia. And Poland. We got Honolulu.
Honolulu.
Oh, yeah. Idiot Vox has got a place for you to rate the Jimmy Doan Show. So go there, IDIOTVOX.com. Go there and read.
And you pulled that spelling right out of your ass there, didn't you?
No, I have it actually right here. I'm reading a couple of emails.
I made $20 today in garage sales.
Oh, nice. Did you get anything good?
Yeah, I got one thing. I'll show it to you. Yeah.
What is it? What is it? Got one
it's
thing.
A, yeah,
got
it, one actually, thing it's a little MP3 player.
Oh, yeah?
Mini disc.
Hello
mini disc
to Qatar.
Qatar.
And Finland, I bet.
Hey, man, supporting all the troops out there. Appreciate you guys out there.
Ooh, the Netherlands.
Hey, man, roast it up.
Philippines.
Jakarta. Smoking the cloves.
I love it. My boss was like going, yep, I don't know what Obama's thinking. You know, now they got Palin there. He goes, it just scares me. It's just clear that, you know, Obama's never been in a real fight right now. And he goes, imagine what's going to happen, you know, when he gets shaken up or something and somebody really stomps on his little red wagon.
Man, Obama shank ya.
Don't even say it.
Obama.
We deny.
No. I'm saying Obama gets in a fight. He said he's going to shank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Don't misinterpret.
Hey, Woodstock, Georgia.
Hey, man. Hey, your first time. Welcome to the show, Woodstock.
Jack Rhodes fans listen to the end, trust me.
Jimmy Smith and his guitarist just kick it. Got that mojo weather. Mojo weather.
Hey, Kurt Counselor, so when's your movie coming out?
It should be a few months here.
Really?
Yeah.
How many? You're in like three, right?
Threshold. Yeah.
But this is the first
Project
one that's getting
threshold.
Done?
Yeah,
I saw that on YouTube the other day. Project Threshold.
Yeah,
on YouTube.
Sure.
It's a good little clip there. You got a B movie coming out?
Yeah, awesome. I got a few nanoseconds in there.
We'll have to let everybody know.
It's the preview.
I know that. I'm aware of that.
All right.
All right, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Jimmy Doan Show. See you next time. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to get your mojo working right now. You understand? And then I said, woof, there it is.
Woo! I hadn't heard that before. Yeah, baby. There it is, baby. Turn it on, baby, turn it on. The Jimmy Doan Show.